Gotcha. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I'm just back from a week's record buying in New York. Got some fabulous new stuff, which I look forward to sharing with you over the coming months. Here's a sample. Recorded in New York in December 2006 for the Japanese Venus label. In fact, I don't think I've ever come across one of their preposterously expensive albums that wasn't recorded in New York. That was Harold Mayburn, Mabe to everybody, and his own compo, Mayburn's Boogie. We just might come across Mabe later in the show. He has tutored many of the young men in jazz, the Eric Alexander crowd, if I can call them that. And they show their appreciation for his talents by using him lots on their records. But first, another new album. Thank you. Leader on this late 2006, early 2007 recorded album, recorded, by the way, not in New York, but at the Red Rock Studio, Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania, and that must be a first for us. The leader is pianist Jimmy Amadi. He is from Pennsylvania, as you'd expect. He got to choose the recording location. Jimmy was 70 when this was recorded, but he suffers from an extreme form of tendonitis, which makes playing the piano an ordeal of epic proportions. So what, says Jimmy, and just gets on with it. He's played with Charlie Ventura, Red Rodney, Woody Herman, but his tendonitis started back in 1960, and he's had to completely stop playing several times. But, as he says, he's always continued to practice for 2.5 hours a day in his head rather than at the keyboard. His tendonitis is why this album took 9 months or so to record, because after each song, he needs to rest, have cortisone shots and wear metal braces on his hands. But he still plays on. That was Jimmy's own compo, Marching with Benny G, a reference to the tenor player in the group, Benny Golson, who, of course, wrote Blues March. Lou Tobackin is also on tenor, Steve Gilmore bass, Bill Goodwin drums. The album is called The Philadelphia Story, subtitled The Gospel As We Know It. It's guitar time. Guitars.
Thank you.
That's an Al Cohen compo, High on You, and it's Al's son Joe on guitar as leader. In fact, this November 96 recording is his first as a leader, many, many more since that date, of course. There are four out of 11 Al Cohen compos on this album, and one by Jimmy Rainey, and it's Jimmy's son Doug on the second guitar. Dennis Irwin bass, Barry Rise drums. Amazingly, in a music genre where we usually say so-and-so started playing at four and was a professional at the age of 12, Joe Cohen didn't even pick up a guitar until his last year in high school, but then went on to Berkeley. Shows it's never too late. Well, it is for me. This next one probably wouldn't be in the jazz section in a record shop, but let's enjoy it nevertheless.
Peace and made me free. How he walked beside me just to protect and guard me. Then the joy, great joy that came to me. All the joy that came to me, that came to me when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, placed his loving arms around me. And the joy, oh yes, that came to me. You know when I knew the story of the life in glory, when I heard of Calvary and how he pleaded just for what I needed, then all the joy, my, that came to me. All the joy that came.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Oh, the Joy That Came to Me from her 1960 LP Gospels in Rhythm. Yes, she was a gospel singer first and foremost, but she attracted the R&B fans and even some rock and rollers as well, of course, as jazz aficionados. Her nicknames included the Original Soul Sister and the Godmother of Rock and Roll. Fun to hear from her, even if it's slightly bent, our jazz descriptor. But this next one is certainly the real thing. Mm-hmm. I was recently asked for my half dozen fave jazz albums. That's far trickier than picking individual tracks. This album was one of them. It bears the self-explanatory title Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins, so that's the pianist and tenor man sorted. The rest of this fabulous lineup, the original supergroup perhaps, is made up of A-list Ellingtonians: Ray Nance cornet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone, Aaron Bell bass, Sam Woodyard drums. Recorded in New York, August 62. That was the old warhorse, The Jeep Is Jumping, taken at a slightly faster pace than normal. And everyone seems to solo, including Harry Carney. This next one was recorded very quietly, so I pushed the volume up to max.
Thank you.
And that's from a May 91 recorded album called Once, When I Was Very Young by Dave Brubeck. And, as the title suggests, it's all songs that Brubeck remembers from his childhood. That song was In a Little Spanish Town, which Dave heard lots as a child, growing up on a ranch in California. Brubeck piano, Bill Smith clarinet, Jack Six bass, and Randy Jones drums. Bill Smith was Brubeck's frontman for many of his later years, but of course, we all well remember that famous earlier sideman from The Quartet. Yes, this would also be a contender for one of my top six albums of all time, together with 1001 More, of course. The Jerry Mulligan-Paul Desmond Quartet, recorded August 57, partly in New York, partly in LA. And this was a time when jazz's big names came together to make these exceptional LPs. Mulligan himself recorded with Getz, Hodges, Desmond obviously, Webster and Monk within a year of this date. Joe Benjamin bass, Dave Bailey drums. The song was Stand Still, which according to Nat Hentoff's liner notes includes, quote, an imitation of a figurative coronary occlusion, unquote. Fair point, Nat. Here's the title song from a Frank Kimbra album. Thank you. a Frank Kimbra original, and the title of this April 2003 album, recorded at, where else, Maggie's Farm, that title being Lullabloo Bye, Kimbra piano, Ben Allison bass, Matt Wilson drums, a lovely simple blues, and that's the first time we've featured Kimbra as a leader. Jerry Mulligan also recorded with singers in the late 50s. Here's an example. Do you fancy a long-winded intro? Yes, of course you do.
Perhaps you may have read in the current issue of Esquire magazine, the Nat Hentoff article on the blues and jazz and the relationship between the two. In it, he mentions one particular man for his particular place and niche in the field. We'd like to introduce him to you now. Jimmy Witherspoon to sing the blues.
Oh, music, dude. Got a whole lot of music.
Cheaper, price is getting steeper. Found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. When I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Well, pork chops on the market, I asked the butcher for a pound. I couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. When I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff.
Recorded live at the Renaissance in LA, December 59, with an all-star cast. The singer, as you heard the MC say, was Jimmy Witherspoon, a great blues man who's recorded with the very best jazz musos. Well, as here, of course. Jerry Mulligan was back with us on baritone, none other than Ben Webster tenor, Jimmy Rolls piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and driving the whole show, drummer Mel Lewis. That song was, fairly obviously, Time's Getting Tougher Than Tough. Tougher will always be worse than tough, he said rather pedantically. This next album is called Soul Brother, but let's hear from his sister. Recorded in Philadelphia in early 61, that was the Harold Corbin Trio. Corbin started studying classical piano at the age of 7, but when, at the age of 20, he decided to become a professional, it was only as a part-timer. He was a city inspector during the day to make ends meet. Until 61, that is, when he made this album, his first as a leader, and he wrote 7 of the 10 songs on this album, including the one we've just heard, Soul Sister, and that was a hit locally in Philly, and suddenly he was in demand. Sadly, it was to be his one and only album, as he died on April the 1st, 1962, of bronchopneumonia caused by a drug overdose. Although, I must say, mysteriously, his wife, Bette, didn't report his death for 7 hours, leading to all sorts of suspicions. Spanky DeBrest on bass. A great name, that. Spanky DeBrest. Eddie Campbell drums. Fresh Sound Records have just re-released this album on CD with 2 bonus tracks. Paradise, anyone?
Flamingos walk and sway in peace. Seeing this, it makes my trouble cease. The sun is hiding, leaving a pink scar that stretches right across the sky. That's all we've seen so far. And all I do is look into your eyes for that special touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. Just a special touch of paradise. You hold my hand when we kiss, and it doesn't take long, oh no, for me to get the gist of all this love. It stretches right across the land where rainbows play as we walk into the sand. And all I do is look into your eyes for that special touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. Just a special touch of paradise. A touch of spring, an autumn sweet, where trees vibrate when our eyes meet. And I think of all the love that we've been making. You touch my head and I walk off shaking. For that special touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. Just a special touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. For that special touch of paradise.
Thank you.
Apologies, I may have misled you there. That wasn't in fact paradise, but merely a touch of paradise. Still, it could have been much worse. That was the London-based Aussie Trudy Kerr, singing with Andy Hamill on bass and a very quiet Mark Fletcher on drums. Fabulous sparse backing, reminiscent of Fever. That was recorded between April and July 98 at the Porcupine Studios in London. Another title song now. Recorded in Hollywood, November 55, Georgie Auld and his orchestra, and the LP was called In the Land of Hi-Fi. hi-fi being very much the in thing to have in LP titles around this time. This is, as you heard, a big band, so I'll just give you a handful of the better-known names. Ald himself on tenor, although I always tend to think of him more as a baritonist, which he seldom played, actually. Ted Nash, Maynard Ferguson, Frank Rossellino, Barney Kessel, and all the arrangements by Billy May. Two guitarists next, except one of them switches to the piano, just to confuse us. This Mac CD is called Duets, and it's of two guitars throughout, except for this one single song, Miles Davis's, or more accurately, Miles Davis and Bill Evans's Blue in Green. Kevin Eubanks plays guitar, with Stanley Jordan switching to piano, recorded at Spirit Studios in West Hills, California, in 2015. Only just got time to squeeze in this shorty. It's the three Cohens, Annette on various reeds, Yuval on soprano, Avishai trumpet. The three Cohens. It's Feb 2012 in Brooklyn. Mantra. Thank you. And, as always, I really hope you've had fun listening, enough certainly to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.